Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Another overtime game in the Stanley Cup last night. That's three of the four games have gone to overtime, including one that went to double OT. The tension, the comeback last night for the Oilers down three goals. They score four unanswered. Florida scores a frenzy goal at the end of regulation. These have been great games. I don't know if anybody's watching them, but they've been great games. And I don't want to do the thing that Hockey Guy falls into, which is, why won't you love my sport? And they whine about it. I'm genuinely just curious. You got other stuff going on at night. It's just not a priority. You never really got into the game. Or we don't have a team. It's as simple as if our team's not in it, we don't care. Because the games have been phenomenal.
They have been unbelievable. There's only been one. It was game three where you're like, maybe this is them running away with it. Now, and last night I text you.
Yeah.
I must have been the jinx for the Panthers. I'm like 3-0 in the first period. It felt like Florida was just going to run away with it again. And then they come out and boom, boom, Edmonton responds. Then you get to the end of regulation and our old pal, Wallman.
Of course, Jake Wallman.
Hits what you
rocket
looked like was going to be a possible game winner. They go up 4-3 and then an empty netter at the end of the game. Florida did not have anybody in their net, and they've got an extra, offensive player. They've put one in with, what was it, 19 seconds left?
19 point something, yeah.
Something, yeah. To go to overtime, it's been unbelievable. Tied 2-2, going back to Edmonton.
Edmonton's got home ice, chance for McDavid. And by the way, Draisaitl has held up his end of the bargain
Four game winners.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's a case he should win the Conn Smythe. I know McDavid won it a year ago, and McDavid's the best player on their team. Draisaitl's got all the big moments, all the finishing.
Maybe they could have two guys win it.
Shared Conn Smythe.
Yes. Won it last year in a loss.
Yeah, and then
could win it again this year in a loss.
If they
lose, because I don't think there's any question. He's had the best final.
You're right. He has. I mean, if it's Florida, it's probably Sam Bennett, or if Bobrovsky stands on his head in one of these clinching games, he had some
big
saves.
Same one with his toe yesterday. Jeez.
I know they gave up five goals counting overtime. He played very well for them. Mm-hmm. John, you're right. This series was teetering on over. When you get blown out in game three and you go down 3-0 on the road in game four, Edmonton, it says a lot about them that they rallied, came back, won that game, and this has been great theater. So why aren't you watching? Texter says, I didn't even know the Stanley Cup was on, let alone who was in it. The NHL does a terrible job of advertising and marketing.
Agree.
I don't disagree with that. It says, as simple as this, hockey is for the true sickos. Most Americans don't care about the NHL. It's boring, and people have better things to do.
So, through 82 in the regular season, you could make an argument that some of it could be boring. But I think when you get to the Stanley Cup final, boring is not what I would classify this as. And maybe if you haven't watched the first four, it's tied 2-2. Like, at a minimum, you're going to have two more opportunities. They could be epic games.
The storylines were set. I tell you, it's a rematch of a series that went seven the year before. You have the game's best player, arguably the most talented competitor in all of sports right now, going up against this physical, ferocious, reigning champion, and it's set to go seven again this year. And you would think, I'm telling you, to watch, like, curling tonight.
Yeah.
Or, hey, check out tennis. Like, this is one of the four majors. Ticket Texture says maybe we need to drop the idea that we have four majors.
Well, so baseball does not do a great job of selling its stars nationwide. It has largely become a regional sport. Hockey certainly has. And to complicate matters, and I know, you know, hey, you've got the Blue Jays up north of the border, but the best player in Connor McDavid is in Edmonton. We don't hear a lot about him unless you are following hockey all season long. It has become very regional, and it's not even in this country. The best player.
Hockey is a niche sport. Unless you played, it's hard to actually know what's going on. People don't have a connection to it. Yeah, but we're in Detroit. We're in an original six city that we've referred to as Hockey Town. People here know the game.
Yeah.
Texter says it's too late of a start time. It starts the same time as the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
8:30 most nights.
I think part of it is, and I understand why both hockey and the NBA do this, but to have always a couple of games or a couple of days in between games, like, there just doesn't feel like there's a rhythm to when the games are actually on.
Two teams that don't interest me, but I did end up watching last night, was not disappointed. Hockey's a winter sport, should not extend into the summer. People are outside. Baseball's going, golf's going, etc. Series has been incredible. Game three was an out-of-characteristic game for Edmonton. They fell into Florida's trap, but now they're back. It's going seven, pure theater. Dave in Detroit.
God, I hope it goes seven.
Stanley Cup is must-watch. Shows the Wings are far away. That's Norton Pinckney. I'm a hockey hater, but I've been watching the games because I like sports, and they've been incredible games. Mitch on his way to Ann Arbor. Let's get Dan and Windsor's take. Now, this is cheating a little bit. You're in Canada. We know you like hockey.
True. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and which is still pretty damn close. But I just think hockey is baseball. Go Tigers, number one. But, like, baseball is a long, drawn-out season, and those games can drag on. Hockey is, like, there's fighting. I mean, the sport you can fight in. I mean, I'd like to see that in baseball. I'd watch some more games.
It should be a good draw.
Maybe less, beanballs, because, you know, you see, you know, Ohtani coming out and trying, no pitcher's going to throw at him. You know what I mean? The guy's a giant.
Yeah. I don't know if it can fight. You know, anyway. I mean, I'd like to see more Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. That was classic.
Dan, appreciate the phone call. And with this ticket text, the NHL's new slogan: Taylor Swift is watching. Why aren't you? John in Lake Orion. She was at the game last
Travis
night.
And Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
TT. At the game.
Maybe that'll work.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.